Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 145 of the Healing Fountain Show. And this is a live show, which means we're not cardboard cutouts. And we have an absolutely brilliant guest for you today, a lovely man. And I'm saying lovely because he created and is the president of the Love Foundation. And I hope many of you have probably taken part in the Global Love Days, which are the meditations which Harold has going on around the world all at the same time. And this is Jan Christie speaking to you from near Liverpool in the United Kingdom, and grounding the energies over there in America, we have the one and only Mr. Gary Moore.
Please return Jan Christie to her original upright position.
Yeah, please.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Here we are. Yes, and this is promising to be a very exciting show with our special guest, Mr. Harold Becker, of course. And, the author of Unconditional Love, An Unlimited Way of Being and Eternal Power, Seven Doorways to Self-Discovery, along with several other books. So I'm excited to have him on with us. And this should prove to be an exciting show. And I'm excited.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I can't wait, in fact. And I was just saying to Harold earlier that I really love the Global meditations when everyone from all over the world is meditating at the same time in their own particular time zone. And I think it's absolutely phenomenal. Don't you, Gary?
Yeah, I love those as well, yes. And I've participated in several of them. Years and you know, for different things, and it the result has been phenomenal.
Yeah. So you've been to a ceremony this week, Gary. Do you want to tell us about it, or did you not want to?
Yes, I can talk to it. Speak to that briefly. I had a friend of mine, another native shaman friend of mine, who practiced many other modalities other than the Lakota way like I do, but he was a dear friend of mine, and he opened his home and his heart to me over a year ago, and he's in upstate New York, and he passed away recently, and I was able to go back up there along with Virginia and others, and I managed to do a sacred Lakota pipe ceremony to send his spirit off in a good way. It's called a Wanagi Yuhapi, and I had never done one before. It's one of the seven original sacred ceremonies around the pipe, conducted by the pipe, and I had never done one of these. And I was just opened up to spirit, and the spirit just kind of got myself out of my own way. Mm-hmm. And spirit led the ceremony and took everyone through it, and it was wonderful. It was beautiful. And sent him back to the light, and it was well received, and I'm grateful I got to do it.
Well, yeah, he would know you were there as well doing that for him, and I think he'd have been really grateful for that. And it's really wonderful when people do things like that.
Mm. Yes, part of it all is letting go, you know. That's part of our sovereign harmony, harmonious practice. You know, we have others, people that we love that come and go in our lives, and while they're here, to appreciate them and love them, and then when they depart, let them go. You know, to clean up our own energy field, and you know, our own light field, so you know, it can shine and sparkle like it's supposed to. And
that's the challenge, isn't it? Really. Letting people go. Yeah, it is a challenge for a lot of people, but, you know, it's all predestined and all decided before we even come here, I believe. And mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we should just let it go to the Creator. And that's why there's no point worrying about anything, worrying about whether you're going to die or whether your family is going to die or whatever. There's no point, because what will be, and it's all been decided. And we've decided as well in our sacred contract what is going to happen. So what's the point of worrying about it and, you know, just making ourselves ill worrying about it? No point at all, is there?
Yeah, there is no dying. It's only transformation and transmutation.
Yeah. Just a different energy form. That's
right.
All like when you bring the water to the boil. The
Lakota people, they were, you know, masters of the spoken word. They had no written language, and they had no word for goodbye. There is no such thing as goodbye to the Lakota people. What mm-hmm. they say is "Doksha ake," which means "I'll see you again." Again, I will see you. You know, it doesn't make any difference when, because that is. You know, the time is an illusion, and time is a construct. But you know, we'll see one another again once we shed these carbon-based bodies, and you know, back to the collective, back to source, and you know, to do whatever, you know, whatever happens, we will see one another again. There's no such thing as goodbye.
No, it's like the French word, isn't it? Au revoir.
Oh, au revoir. Goodbye. Right.
Yeah, well, I think it means I'll see you again, doesn't it?
Yeah, they had no concept.
Re-see you. It translates re-see you. Revoir, isn't it?
Yeah.
Till I re-see you again. Anyway. Well, I don't think I'll get my tongue around that one. So on a lighter note, Harold...
I think when he created the Love Foundation, I think he was trying to create something like this, Love Train. And I love this song, so we can all sing along with this one. Here we go. Get aboard. When it kicks in. Raising the spirits, isn't it?
That's for sure.
That's what this show is all about, raising the spirits.
I felt like doing a conga line.
Did you not do one?
Yeah.
Well, I was doing one around my front room. Right. Well, I think we won't keep him in suspenders any longer. I think we're going to bring him right on now. So are you there? Please, Harold. Come in, Harold.
I'm here.
Hiya.
Hi, Harold. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's great to have you. And if you want to just tell us about your Love Foundation, I've been a member since about 2006, and it's brilliant.
I love appreciate it. That. And the fun part was listening to your intro to the Love Train. I thought, wow, I could have never envisioned, if you would have talked to me back in the 80s, the Herald would be creating something like the Love Train around the world. But here I am.
Well, yes. The things there that happen are. When we start on our journey is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, especially if you go back to that 80s time period when I was in business. I was actually a banker. I got a master's degree in business administration and pretty much was, you know, doing so-called everything right and finally woke up one day and realized I wasn't very happy. Fast forward to this point, we now have the Love Foundation as kind of one of the responses to that initial wake-up call.
Wow. And so, now, yes, of course, you live in bliss, don't you?
For the most part, I can say that I return to bliss frequently if I do step off for any particular reason. But for the most part, I can say that I'm happier this moment than I've ever been. And right. A big part of that is because of pathway that led me to understand unconditional love, which then.
So, what was the driving force? How did it all begin for you to be moved to create the Love Foundation and to write the books and so forth?
Well,
how did that all come about for you?
Yeah, a couple of key things. In the 80s, in addition to getting my working full-time during the day and going to school at night, getting my master's degree in business and moving through upper middle management kind of thing, I, as a backdrop, my mother was diagnosed with cancer in the mid-80s. And a combination of, you know, working in the business world and also attending a cancer support group and seeing what was happening, both in family patients, how people responded to things, how people responded to suggestions of like, you know, a terminal cancer, you have 6 months and you'll be gone. And others who said, wait a minute, I don't agree with that. And they're still alive today kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then this general unhappiness that I was trying to do everything right in the outer world. I was basically responding to everything externally. I think that inner drive, that turn within happened in the late 80s for me, where I said something has to shift, and that shift was going within. And in response to going within, beginning to read books, to beginning to understand myself and who I am, I very quickly came across this piece that everything related to love. You know, all the self-help books that were out in that time period, they were all compartmentalized, positive thinking, the child within, creativity,
right,
how we create, all these things, but nobody really kind of synthesized, pulled it all together. And I kept noticing this common link, that love kept popping up in all these individual modality kind of experiences. And I did not have a religious background. I had, you know, vaguely, you know, for Lutheran, you know, touched on it here and there through the family. But because I didn't have that particular piece, I went and actually studied a few books that covered all the key religions, you know, over the millennia. And again, I found this common theme that love was what the master teachers that the religions were based upon, the only thing that they really ever spoke of. And I thought, well, you know, this love piece is obviously, if this is the common denominator in everything, although I'm happy to look at the other pieces, why not just let's focus on love as the common denominator and then work from that foundation? Well, lo and behold, in 2000, I literally created a nonprofit called the Love Foundation. As part of that ongoing exploration, personal exploration, sharing, writing of books and things that I had never, ever intended originally to be doing. I certainly would have never guessed, you know, in a million years that I would be involved with a global organization and have contacts in 145 countries. So it really came from this very deep inner introspection and this recognition that if I was ever going to be happy, I was going to have to become my own best friend. And I really needed to understand how I could embrace and accept myself through and through unconditionally. And I think when I touched all that, it became clear and obvious that I myself was going to make my life on this platform of starting from that place of love and then seeing how love transformed everything else I would ever do.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happens, isn't it? And usually people's journey starts off with someone in the family being really ill, and it makes you question your mortality, makes you ask the question, why am I here and what am I doing here and why is it all happening, what's it all about? And so many people get on their journey when things like that happen, as you yourself did. And that's an incredible, amazing journey you've been having there, Harold.
Well, I was particularly fortunate, like in the case of my mother, she attended one of my first workshops that I did in the Tampa, Florida area. And it was just a small group. It wasn't very large. But at the very end of this rather long 8-hour day, she announced to the group that she had been raped in her teenage years. And it was like in that split second, everything started to fall into place about how I had been brought up and the belief systems and the things that she shared one way or another with me. And that particular announcement triggered then an opportunity a few months later for me to work with her with some of my understandings. And my partner actually did a role play for her. And she actually, in about 15 minutes, came to a complete forgiveness for this experience that had happened in her early teenage years that she'd been carrying with great hatred and great guilt and great shame, which I now understand really contributed to the creation of the cancer. And I, as she was leaving our home after this opportunity to heal and forgive, I ended up writing her a congratulations card that said, you no longer have cancer. And prior to this, she had never been able to go into remission. She'd had it for about 6 years, and mm-hmm. all they could do is sustain it. And I, after this particular experience, I sent her congratulations. And sure enough, within 6 months, this cancer that had never gone into remission went into remission.
Wow.
So I became a very strong advocate for the mind-body, the healing that really does take place. So it certainly was a great platform to explore the many universal human conditions.
Yeah, and you must have touched so many souls and so many lives with your mission.
Yes. Well, as I said, it's not something that I originally, you know, intended and planned. I think when in 1990 I literally walked away from the business world that I didn't feel that I belonged in it anymore, because I had a very deep respect for, say, the frontline people, the people that were engaged in customers, the people that were very active in, you know, being a integral part of the company, and at the same time being in management and then dealing with upper management. I found this great chasm, and I felt I didn't fit in there, because to me, it was a much more holistic process going on. And so my choice at that particular time was to literally just take 10 years of the business world and walk away from it. And not knowing what would happen next, I simply began the self-exploration. That's when the books started coming forth. I did a PBS show in 1997. Rather, they did a show on my work. And then the Love Foundation was launched in 2000. It's really just the natural next extension to everything else that I'd been doing that previous decade.
Yeah.
And that really took me global.
You've got to really step out of your comfort zone to do these things, don't you?
Every moment of every day. And it's still great opportunities to step out of and learn how to absolutely trust. For example, we now have the Love Foundation is registered in several African nations as its own entity. In Liberia, Zimbabwe, where the local coordinators, our volunteers, have taken it upon themselves to start their own version locally. We have no direct control, we're not sitting on any boards or anything. They've so believe our core global vision that they've taken it upon themselves to start their own nonprofits locally in African nations. It's stunning. I mean, I can't even begin to describe what a beautiful journey this has been.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? But
yeah,
as you said,
that is amazing.
I mean, all the great masters, because I spent my teenage years going to all different Christian churches and checking out why there were so many when there was only one Jesus. You know, why everybody was interpreting the message in a different way. And then from that, I graduated to studying the Eastern faiths and traditions as well. After I'd stuck to the Christian ones for a while, I sort of slightly expanded my mind enough to step out of that comfort zone into the Eastern ones. And I found that if there was only one creator, why were there so many different prophets and, you know, different ways of interpreting it? But anyway, I came to the same conclusion as you, that they all came to tell us about love, and they all came to tell us that we are ascended masters in the making by mm-hmm. just following their path, whichever path.
I truly do believe that as well, that we are on our way to becoming the Christs, the Buddhas, the Gandhis, all of these avatars we have looked up to and admired down through history. We are all becoming, and we are all on our way to becoming these avatars.
Well, that's right. I mean, Harold, instead of talking about Saint Germain and Jesus Christ in another maybe 50 or 100 years, they might be talking about Harold Becker, you know, the ascended master Harold Becker. Don't laugh, because, you know.
Or Jan Christie.
Exactly. That's what I was waiting for.
Exactly.
Mary Moore.
Or anybody in the chat room.
Or
you know,
Joe
anybody.
The plumber, or Mary the bus driver. It's all of us. Right.
That's right, because it's what we choose to do with our life. And people say, you know, does it matter whether we're good or bad? Well, I really believe it does matter. Otherwise, why do we have freedom of choice if not to choose either good or bad?
Yeah, there's really no such thing. We're judging things far too superficially that way. Now, there are choices that will evolve us, and there are choices we make that may not necessarily evolve us, but they're neither good nor bad. And there's no God waiting to punish us or reward us because we've done one or the other.
Well, I'm not sure about that, Gary, because I think, why do we
have... Does that mean I favor a life...
I don't want to get into an argument about this on air. But,
on the show about unconditional love, no less.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
So, and I really believe that showing unconditional love to anybody around you really does help. And it does help the rest of mankind to raise their vibration as well. And such as your website, Harold, really does help to raise the vibration of the whole planet. You know, when everybody's all meditating for peace and love and whatever all together, it really does increase the power exponentially, you know. Rather than just two or three people getting together to do that, the more thousands and thousands of people you get together, the stronger that power is, don't you think?
Right, and what we're really doing in many instances is creating a space of vibration, planting seeds. You know, again, with the unconditional, it's allowing everybody to be where they're at and truly understanding who we are first and foremost. Because without that unconditional self-acceptance, what we have within, we give out. What we give out is what we get back. And where there's conditions, we are bound to experience conditions. We're also, in many instances, bound to imply conditions on others because we haven't fully recognized our own outmoded, outworn, old ways of still holding on to, you know, belief systems. And this is a really interesting time on the planet to go through a significant, perhaps unprecedented transformation where we accept and embrace what we created up to this moment and at the same time put into motion a new opportunity, a much grander, much larger, much more universal, unified, collaborative, collective approach to working together. So as you said earlier, you know, there isn't a Jesus or a Buddha anymore. It is the love energy in the hearts and minds of all of humanity. And certainly from the perspective that I get, I'm incredibly fortunate that I create every day now and have now for some 22, 23 years where I simply evolve through each day by my own choice. And I get to interact with people in every so-called corner of the world that may have never picked up the first book or heard the first thing about any of this, and yet they've come to the same universal understanding or have always had that same universal understanding. And one by one, thankfully, even with the internet and the social sites and whatnot, we're coming together and we're seeing each other's reflection, that heart reflection. And, you know, to me, one of the biggest questions I'm often asked in interviews is, you know, it's really crap and chaos out there. Do you think there's any hope for humanity? And I say, absolutely yes. We are filled with so much potential and we are so right on track. It's astounding because I know of all these fellow lovers in every country, every culture, every conceivable dimension that are holding the same resonance with us and are choosing to create a different world.
Right, and we're creating it with love and
yes.
With good. Not, I mean, if we want to create a better world, we've got to create it with good, not evil, right? If we're creating our reality.
And part of the evil, as Gary kind of touched on, you know, we are so limited in our perspective of what we perceive in our limitations, what we see, what we think we see, what we think we hear, is such an incredibly tiny perspective given the multiple dimensions, the multiple layers. We really cannot assume that we understand anything that we would label as evil as being the absolute. It's choices. And I think we're seeing the responsibility choice. And I would say if anything, what we're confronting in mass right now is what happens when we don't accept responsibility for our choices. Because when we don't recognize love in ourselves, we're not going to recognize the love in the person next to us, and we're going to perhaps respond in what we could say, you know, culturally or societally is a negative or an evil approach, when in fact it's really ignorance. We're ignorant of our own Christ-like beingness, we're ignorant of our own love, and therefore we cannot see it in another, so we respond in what we would term as negative or evil or bad or something. We act out. Again, if we have anger within, we're going to basically act out in anger, and that's going to cause more anger to come full circle. Whereas when we have love, and a particularly compassionate, unconditional love, we create it in a completely different way. And now we embrace and we hold a space for those around us that, in a way, evil, badness, negativity, it basically essentially dissolves if we maintain that loving space. Obviously, I'm coming from 20 years of very passionate, pragmatic, practical, common sense use of unconditional love, because my work is not politically or religiously confined or designed. It is really something that we are doing from a very practical sense, and it is done on an individual, and then.
Oh, we've got Harold cutting out a little bit there. And he's not even coming from a monetary angle because it's a non-profit organization. Are you back with us, Harold?
I think we lost
Harold.
It. Harold, are you there?
Hello? I'm not sure if we've lost him or not there. But
I'm not
we do
sure
have
either.
A video that we're going to play that was on a YouTube channel. So if everybody
it.
Wants to click on the link and pull up the player. Am I still here, Gary, or are you?
Yes, I've got it right here as well, and I put it in the chat room. So everyone, go ahead and click the link.
Hello.
And pull up the player.
Harold here. Can you hear me, Harold? It's just we're having very adverse weather conditions here, so I apologize for the poor quality of sound that you might be experiencing over there. I'm not sure. We have a caller, but she's just listening. And have I dropped off, or am I still here? Yeah, I think I'm still here. Anyway, okay, so Harold, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Jan? Hello? Can you hear me in the audience, in the chat room? Let me know as well. I don't know if it's my Skype connection. I can hear Jan Christie. I cannot hear Harold. So, if you can hear me, go ahead and click the link to the player. Okay, you guys can hear me. Okay, good. Well, click the link to the player and pull up the player. And pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And hopefully, if Jan Christie is not back by then,
so
I will
I'm here now.
There you
I
are.
I can hear
okay.
you, Gary. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. But
I think your
we'll
Skype
do
was
the
fading
video.
In and out.
Yeah, everybody's was, I think. I think we'll do the video now. And if Harold can speak over it, because there's not any dialogue on the actual soundtrack that's been uploaded to Switchboard. There's only the music, but the people in the chat room can see it. But if you feel like it, and if you don't fade out, Harold, maybe you'd like to read the dialogue that was on the video. Can you hear me?
You hear me?
Do you want to do the countdown, Gary?
He was fading in and out again. I think
oh,
he
dear.
Can hear you. So I'm not sure what to do.
okay, well,
perhaps...
if you pull up your players. Pull up your players and I'll count you down.
Okay, sounds good. I can hear you fine, John.
Can you hear me, Gary?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, here we go then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Unconditional love is a simple question. For a moment, there's a simple question we quietly ask ourselves, and by embracing its affirmative answer, we open a whole reality of potential. This is most likely considered for yourself or one of the others. It is perhaps even one that you may wish to ignore at this stage of the journey. Yet, this beautiful and amazing transformative power of potential remains ever present until such time as you have the strength and courage to ask and accept the reality. Why ask ourselves the question? Long ago, we drifted away from our innate loving wisdom and allowed our consciousness embrace the notion that our outer reality of form is a life. We became mesmerized and accepted the creation of the over time, this separation led to a simple self-doubt. Unaware of the effect of our ongoing outer focus extended down our beliefs and most attractive ideas of separation between patient and creator. Often without stopping once, focus in and ask this simple question, what if we seek or do exactly what we want? We stand at the threshold of opportunity to reconnect with our hearts and our souls. In an instant, we were first taken to the place by the spirit of the life of ourselves. By our own voice, we were just found that heals not only ourselves, also each other and our wondrous planet we call home. Answer it honestly, willingly, with an open heart, and without hesitation, you may be surprised by your own undeniable. Do I love myself? Could there possibly be not to love? Our size, shape, color, age, gender, our supposed status, and even life, or lack thereof, our choice, fate, who would have? Our lost hopes, dreams, our physical connection to others, these outer conditions of our only forms of being critical life. They are not who we really are. Long after the forms dissolve and the expressions disappear, there is one thing that will always remain: love. The unconditional acceptance you have for yourself right now is the unconditional love you naturally will have for all others and life itself. Allow yourself to embrace the knowing of love held within your heart, and you share it with the world.
Right now, it's time to light our candles. We do this absolutely live every week so that we're in the now moment. Thank you for that, Harold. It was beautiful. And we light our candles because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light, and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. And I've just lit my candle, and I had already lit the incense, which helps to purify the atmosphere and create positivity. Ready to invite the angelic realm? And we're going to do that right now. And we're going to do that with a song I wrote a few years ago. Salon.
Thank you.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Let us step closer and deeper into our heart as we walk on this beautiful journey of healing, release, and oneness. We are going to explore our own unconditional love. This journey has been long and perhaps brought us many opportunities, many challenges, and many insights. And yet we feel totally exhilarated for all the experiences. It is as if major weights have been lifted from our shoulders, weights we were perhaps not even consciously aware of. It is a freeing experience. We pause for a moment as we collect our thoughts and gaze into this reality that stands before us, this new opportunity to live life with love. And with another deep breath, we relax and we release and we let go. And as we open our inner eyes, the eyes that look through the heart, we see before us a double set of doors. Perhaps the final leg of this journey that we have done for so long. The doors are superb with beautifully sculpted and graceful gold leaf design. They command our attention and appeal to us to enter. As we walk and approach these doors, the word love magically appears over the doors in radiant, vibrant, fiery letters. Stepping closer, the doors gently open. This doorway of love needs no key and is always willing to be explored. As the doors open completely, we feel the warmth of golden light pouring forth from every direction, enveloping us in a warm embrace. We glide into this room, stand in the center, and shut our eyes. We feel the power of this golden light seep into each cell in our bodies. We feel as if the light has entered every part of us, and we feel that we are a part of the light. We have entered the space of unconditional love, our unconditional love. As we stand in this light, we open our eyes once again and begin to see aspects of our past, the people we have known, the many that have helped us and have been there for us. We understand that they have all done their very best. We look around and see mental pictures of the people currently in our lives. We feel a sense of deep compassion and love for them, and we are grateful for the presence in our lives. As we continue to experience the room and the light, our thoughts turn to the future. We see our dreams being fulfilled, and we catch glimpses of the people we will be involved with. We see that the future will be just as we want it to be and better than we can imagine. We realize right. Perspective. This love back out to others. We understand the experience of unconditional love as never before. We know that the time has come to reach deep inside and affirm our own personal being. We will never experience this love from the outside until we experience this genuine love from within. Unconditional love. We deserve to experience this love. We deserve to experience it here and now. We can put aside the hurt, the pain, the fear. We can forgive it. We can let it go. We can let the golden light of pure love, the love for ourselves, sink in. We can experience unconditional love for ourselves right now. With our golden key of willingness, we have unlocked our hearts. We have embraced ourselves. We have become one with all that is. One with deep breath, let it be.
confirm that was Vladimir from YouTube. Vladimir sings, and that's the only copy that's being played on the airwaves at the moment, because his hope is going to be made into a film. Thank you, Harold, for that beautiful meditation, and we're going to bring you back on. We're going to thank the angelic realm for being with us and all the other energies, and thank you for helping us to co-create the wonderful energies. And if you're there, Harold, we'd like to just talk to you about your books, if possible.
Sure, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, and thank you for the lovely meditation. It was great.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you.
That actually does come out of one of my books. So interestingly enough, it was, as we spoke this morning, it seemed like the most appropriate one to share for this particular show.
Which book was it, Harold?
My first book I wrote in 1992, and it was published in 93, is Internal Power, Seven Doorways to Self-Discovery. And we brought it out a few years ago for its 15th anniversary in a slightly revised version. So it's been around for quite a while, and it's the original book that kind of set me into motion. As I mentioned earlier, it's really a book that brings all these different understandings, creativity, child within, choice as the first doorway, the last doorway, of course, being unconditional love, where the meditation comes from. But it was really my way of writing a book that brought all the pieces together in one book. So that one has actually been around the longest. The follow-up to that one is actually much more involved. It takes kind of a lot of the unconditional love and expands upon it in more of a spiritual way and gives deeper meaning to a lot of the things from the first book. And that one is Unconditional Love, An Unlimited Way of Being, which came out in 2007. And that book, actually, that title of that book refers to my definition that I created already back in 92 for unconditional love as being an unlimited way of being. Again, you know, my approach is very much about the practical use of unconditional love, the practical understanding and experience of unconditional love.
Wow.
And then I've got several more smaller books kind of assisting books that are more meditation oriented or more contemplation. I kind of kiddingly call them the bathroom books, because they're great to leave in the bathroom, and then every time you're in there you can just open a page and be inspired.
Refer to it.
That's
I love
some
I
of
love
the best
referring
songs are written in there, you know.
Well, could you tell us how to get a hold of you, Harold, and could you mention your website?
Yes, please.
Yes, you can get me directly through thelovefoundation.com. That's THELOVE Foundation, all together, and it's .com. Even though we're a nonprofit, the .org has been taken, so we're .com. And also internalinsights.com is my consulting arm where I share a lot of the information there. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter. You pretty much can find us just about anywhere and everywhere. We have pages, groups. We have over a million views on our YouTube channel with a little over 200 videos on it. All it's similar to the one we shared today, plus some actual series where I give discussions and talks about this material directly from my books. You know, we make as many of the resources possible, not just of me, but resources about the understanding of love available in every way, shape, and format. And that certainly you can contact me through any of the websites, through Facebook. And I am one of those that is a firm believer in returning phone calls or returning social messages, returning emails. So if you do contact us, somebody will get back with you within 24 hours. So.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it? And they'll be able to purchase
Great.
Your books on the website. Is that right?
Website,
Amazon.
Actually, Amazon.com. The books are available worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, they're on a lot of the local booksellers, depending on what country you're in. And certainly also through the Love Foundation website, they're also available that way.
That Seven Doorways one sounds really interesting. I think I'll probably be sending for that myself. But do we have a caller on the switchboard there, Gary? Looks like
we do. I can go ahead and get that.
Okay.
Will
you
see
if they have a question for our special guest, Harold?
Okay. I'll go ahead and bring them on.
Thanks.
From the 659 area code. Hello, 659. You are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ophelia. I'm calling from Singapore.
Hi, Ophelia. You've been on here before,
Ophelia.
Haven't you?
Sorry?
How are you?
Did you have a question for our guest?
That's why actually, I called in to request for healing. And my question for the guest is, I've been so hurt all my life. I've kept getting bullied, and at home I got beaten up. So I want to develop unconditional love for myself, but I don't know how.
The first and best place to start is simply have the intention to love yourself, because the intention is it did for me, because I did not know where to start or begin either. I didn't even know what the question was. But the intention to learn how to embrace, to understand myself, is really then what unfolded the journey for all the opportunities that allowed me to see how many places and ways I didn't love myself. So really the intention, just the simple desire, simply asking the question, will begin to bring the answers for you and the experiences for you. And just know, you know, here are three people. I'm speaking on behalf of Jan and Gary and myself. There are three people right now that love you unconditionally. So you already are well on your way for experiencing the love. All you need to do is open up your heart and allow yourself to experience it from within.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Ophelia. And,
yes, Ophelia, thank you.
Yeah, and we have to learn to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And really, do you meditate, Ophelia?
No.
I think you probably need to start meditating, because it's when you meditate that you connect with all that is, you connect with your Creator, and that is where you feel, most of all, the unconditional love coming back at you.
That
okay,
so
I understand.
True.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for that wonderful advice there, Harold. That was great. Yeah.
Well, I certainly understand it. I understand the question deeply.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lovely song, What the World Needs Now. And I think we're going to play that right this minute, because this is one you requested specially, isn't it, Harold?
Yes.
Here we go then.
I love it.
I do. Dionne Warwick.
For everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last to the end of time. What the world for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. For everyone.
takes me back, showing me age again. And that was Dionne Warwick, and I believe she was Whitney Houston's auntie. Is that right?
It was before my time. I read about it.
Of course, yeah.
No, that's not true. I remember it too.
Well, Howard remembers it, and he only looks a young guy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you look very young on your picture.
Oh, so, yeah.
So, right then. So, is that another caller on the switchboard, or is that not?
That caller is Virginia. She's listening in.
Right.
Hi, Virginia.
Yeah, hi, Virginia. If anybody has any questions in the chat room, if they want to type them in, we've got Harold right here online, and he'll be able to see your questions. And in the meantime, I think I'm going to give this next track a spin. It's by my nephew, Simon Pollitt, the singer-songwriter, and he's down there in London hoping to make the big time. And here he goes.
La, 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 love. La, 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 love. La, 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 love. I wrote an advert for the Lonely Hearts Club, and it started like this. Hello, is there anybody out there? I'd like to meet someone someday soon. Then I kept on writing, I'm so sick of hiding, and what's the use of hiding inside? I need a little la 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 love, la 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 love, la 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 love in my life. Whether it's electronic, supersonic, or made from cosmic dust, love in my life. I've been single for years, maybe yesterday was better that way. Time's moved on, and I could share these days, book a holiday for two for a change. I still want what I can't have, and that's bad. At least I know that. I need a little la 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 love, la 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 love, la 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 love in my life. Whether it's electronic, supersonic, or made from cosmic dust, love in my life. La 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 love, 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 la 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 love.
That was Simon Pollitt, my nephew, and La La Love, and he's on MySpace, YouTube, everywhere. So
that was your
look
nephew?
Out for him. Yes, that's my nephew. Yeah, my brother's
that's
son.
Incredible.
And,
you have an amazingly musically talented family.
Oh, thank you very much. Anyway, we want to thank everybody for being here. We want to thank especially Harold W. Becker, our very special guest and very talented man himself, and you, Gary, for being here and, you know, just helping us out of the mire whenever it happens.
Thank you,
thank you to everyone for helping us to co-create the wonderful energies. And I think we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Next week, don't forget to tune in because we have our resident angel communicator, Jane Dawson. And
yay!
Next week, next week it's Intuitive Insights that she's going to be doing. So you can call in and get your own special reading from Jane. And as you know, she's absolutely brilliant. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless and finish with this one. And this one is especially for Harold.
Great.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you, everyone.
No use meeting with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring.
Oh, this one's popular in the chat room, isn't it?
Give your heart a song to sing.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Harold. Brilliant.
Kiss.
Back again soon, Harold.
But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Thank you, Nat King Cole.
I love Nat King Cole.